We'd like to welcome everybody to the Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, April 20th, 2009. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct this meeting. We'll begin with an invocation by the Reverend Stuart Lewis of the Velda Rose United Methodist Church. And after Reverend Lewis, our pledge will be led by Mitchell Jacobson from Scout Troop number 564. Please stand for both the invocation and the pledge.
Please join me in prayer. Loving God, known to us in many ways, who touches our lives so graciously and so gently, we give you thanks for the wonder of this day and ask that your Spirit move among us this evening. Let those who speak do so with love, with justice in their hearts, seeking your greater glory in all that we do. These things we give you thanks in so many ways. Amen.
Would you please join me in the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you, Reverend Lewis and Mitchell. To mention that you may have seen that Council Members Higgins and Richens were introduced in the welcome, but they're not here. We'd like to excuse them while they're out of town attending the town hall event, the state town hall event. We also like to have Armando Berry, who's in the audience, who is a member of the Mesa Leadership and Training and Development class, or Leadership Training Development, I guess what it's called, class, current year class, and he's shadowing me today. So one of our future leaders in our community. Armando, very glad to have you. And we have a lot of other people in our audience today, which represent a very special group, as this is the this is National Volunteer Week. And we're here to commemorate those people who give of their time, energy, and efforts to our city. And we'll begin with Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor.
Not that you volunteer your time, energy, and efforts, but it's your point of the program. I'm following the script here.
Thank you, Mayor. That's good to know. Mayor and Council, we appreciate the opportunity to recognize the volunteers, and we have several of them here with us today. The reality is that in the past, the work of the volunteers has been very important for the City of Mesa to support the many important programs we have. It is always important that we have the support of the community. There are a tremendous amount of projects, day-to-day issues that are so essential for us to deliver, but we rely upon the volunteers. And their work, even in these most difficult times, is probably even more important. And I would say that sometimes as we look at what the city does, it really is hard to distinguish between the work of our city employees and the work the volunteers do. They work so much hand-in-hand in what they do. And we really do appreciate our volunteers, because without them, there's so much that we wouldn't be able to do, and so many individuals in our community that wouldn't be provided the service. So we thank them for all their work, and we appreciate those that have come out today. And what they actually represent is hundreds, if not thousands, of more volunteers who show up on a day-to-day basis or on weekends and different events. So we just want to thank them for all they do. If we could just have the volunteers please stand that are here today, just so we can recognize them. If you could please just stand, all of you could just stand, and we could see who's being represented here today. All right, thank you.
Thank you. And as Mr. Brady said, this is just a representation of the many volunteers we have. The actual number of volunteers are far greater, but thank you for representing those group. We've asked various members of the council to discuss how the volunteers impact their area and the experiences they've had with the volunteers in the City of Mesa, and we'd like to start with the Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. In my district, we have the downtown area, which encompasses all of our cultural, a good majority of our cultural facilities, and they make a key difference in the arts. Our volunteers, the Mesa Arts Center, the Arizona Museum of Natural History, the Arizona Museum for Youth, really could not operate without our volunteers. Our budget is trimmed down so dramatically that just operating day to day, it is critical that we have our volunteers. So in 2008, the volunteers at the Arizona Museum for Youth donated 2,793 hours of service. Volunteers at the Arizona Museum of Natural History donated 20,853 hours of service. And at the Mesa Art Center, one of the highest numbers of volunteer hours in the city in 2008 was 48,534 hours of service. And a big thank you to all those who gave that service.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm really wearing two hats. I serve as chair of the City Council's Public Safety Committee, and I'm also chair of our Citizen Corps Council. And in that role, I come into contact with volunteers for both the police and fire department who perform a variety of valuable and key roles for our community. In terms of the police department, we have our famous VIPS, Volunteers in Police Service, who provided us more than 22,479 hours in 2008. And the roles were very diverse. They served such things as license plate readers, to mobile traffic enforcement, to one that's very near and dear to my heart, to victim assistance in terms of working with people who are generally experiencing some of the worst days of their lives, and they do it with care and compassion. And it's truly a great compliment to the men and women of our police department. With regard to our fire department, first one I want to mention is the Connector program. And that also has a special place in my heart because when I first served on council, I helped to put that program together and get the funding for it. And I'm so glad it's grown the way it has. Our Connector program just does an amazing job in terms of the human service or social service needs that that we see in public safety. Our fire volunteers are part of our community response team, their home safety inspection program, bilingual assistance team. And in 2008, they donated over 28,500 hours of service. And so from the public safety perspective alone, our public safety volunteers have donated more than 50,000 hours of service in 2008, which has been very valuable for our community.
Thank you, Councilmember Kavanaugh. Councilmember Summers.
Thank you, Mayor, and I had the opportunity to steal the libraries from Dennis. It's okay, he stole the fire department from me. So, because I know how near and dear the libraries are to Councilmember Kavanaugh, but I wanted to have an opportunity to speak to all our library volunteers, and thank you for all the hard work you do. Southeast Mesa has a good number of senior and retirement communities. Some of those folks don't have the opportunity to get out and actually get to the library. And some of the services that you provide, including the mobile delivery of books from the library to folks who are homebound, and recording books, talking books for those who have visual impairment. In the library, you accounted for volunteer hours, 21,501 hours last year. Another one that's near and dear to my heart is Parks and Recreation, with coaching and the mentoring and the teen leadership training that's provided. I have two children now, both just now entering their teenage years, so they had the opportunity to play baseball and basketball, and they could use a little teen leadership training. Is anybody here for that one? No? 21,501 hours was the library. You ready for this, Mayor? Here's the highest number of volunteer hours in the city is Parks and Rec, 89,546 volunteer hours. Thank you very much to our Parks and Rec volunteers.
And none of that court ordered.
And no, well, I don't know for sure. I didn't get that.
No, that's all pure volunteer. That's all pure volunteer. Thank you, Councilmember Summers. Councilmember Finter.
Thank you, Mayor. I serve District 2, and that's the central part of the city. It is majority in neighborhoods, and we have a lot of neighborhood issues, as you can imagine. Those neighborhoods are going up in age. You know, a lot of them are 50, 60-year-old neighborhoods, and they have challenges. And so we have a neighborhood services division, and it has a continued need for volunteers in a variety of areas. During the Building Strong Neighborhoods initiative, there's a need to conduct resident surveys and to participate in cleanup projects. And during the tax season, there's a need for volunteer tax preparers, along with greeters, screeners, and translators as part of a VITA, or a Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. We also have numerous cleanups projects for individuals and groups, including the Scouts. And I can tell you in District 2, we've had great participation in those efforts of Scouts and church groups and others, civic groups, in making a difference in their neighborhoods. In 2008, volunteers in the neighborhood services donated 27,649 hours of service, which is greatly appreciated. We appreciate the positive impact in our city. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Councilmember Fenter. We don't issue proclamations just to anybody or for any reason that comes in. We're actually pretty picky. It's tough because we think these things should have some merit. But this event was something that I felt was significant enough that it warranted a proclamation from the city. And so I have this proclamation I'd like to read now, and you're going to hear a lot of whereases. Don't get scared. They won't harm you. But at the end of the reading, you'll see how important this is. Whereas during this week, all over the city of Mesa, volunteers will be recognized for their community commitment to service, and whereas volunteers utilize their time and talents to make a difference in the lives of children, adults, and the elderly, and whereas volunteers have a positive effect on the community by their actions, no matter how big or small the effort, and whereas volunteers from vast cultural diverse backgrounds give of themselves to better the community, and whereas volunteers understand that giving of service to another empowers the giver and the receiver, and whereas through community involvement, volunteers make a difference in the everyday lives of residents, and whereas volunteers are part of our community history and vital to the future of the city of Mesa, we're done with the whereases now. Now, therefore, we have a therefore. I, Scott Smith, that's me, by virtue of the authority vested in me as mayor of Mesa, Arizona, do hereby proclaim April 19th through 25th, 2009, as Volunteer Week in the city of Mesa, to acknowledge the contributions of the citizens who have been the heart and soul of our city for over 100 years. The hard work and commitment of volunteers is what makes Mesa a great city to live and work in. In witness thereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of the city of Mesa, Arizona, to be affixed this 19th day of March, 2009. Scott Smith, Mayor. Thank you. I'd like to invite now Ms. Sheila Byrne and the volunteers to come forward to the podium.
Good evening. I'm Sheila Byrne. I'm the chairperson of the citywide volunteer management program, and I just want to review with you some of the hours that our volunteers in the various departments have put in. We have boards and advisory committees, the arts and cultural department. We have a volunteer in the city manager's office working in our environmental programs, the fire department, library, municipal court, neighborhood services, parks, recreation, and commercial facilities, police department, prosecutor's office, transportation has recently added volunteers, a total of 2,600 hours. And I wanted to give you the grand total. I wanted to invite Emil Syed to come up and present you with a check. We actually multiply those hours using the independent sector total. And this symbolic check would be $5,154,932 of volunteer time.
Thank you, Sheila, and thank you to all the volunteers. We have a lot, we have, as you can see, a great number of volunteers in our city. And something in the proclamation I think I need to point out, because even though the dollars and cents are important, and it's nice to throw numbers like that around, and even the hours that we spend in volunteering, it really doesn't fully describe what the effort is. And in the proclamation, we talk about volunteers and the citizens and the contributions that they've made to our community as being the heart and soul of Mesa. And that truly is what makes Mesa great, is we have a community that gives unlike any other community I've been in. And there's a lot of great communities out there and a lot of good people who give a lot to their communities. But I've never experienced anything that from top to bottom equals what Mesa citizens are willing to do to their community. And you can see that, you know, almost 300,000 hours represents $5 million. But there's a lot more to that. There's a lot of passion. There's a lot of love. There's a lot of commitment to community and also a commitment to their fellow citizens and their neighbors that go into this. And then that's what's really important. That's what is the most important thing, and that's what goes into to building a great community. And I've got this little button here, which is greater, this clip on. It says, Helping Hands Build a Better Mesa. And as we all know, we're here to help build a greater community and build a better Mesa. And it's the volunteer work that makes that happen. So thank you. And even if the dollar amount were zero, it would still be one of the most important things we do in this community. And this is just a small fraction of the total contributions that are given to this community. I've had the opportunity the last two or three Saturdays to visit a variety of events, whether it be an event to clean up a neighborhood, or walk for cancer, or ride for Special Olympics, or whatever it is. And I've literally seen thousands of citizens of Mesa giving of themselves, giving a part of their weekend to build a better community and to help out their neighbors. So thank you so very much. People ask me what is one of the good things that you've found about being mayor, and I would say the best thing is getting to know all of the people like you and realizing and being reminded, not that I had to recognize, but being reminded the incredible number of great people we have in this community. So thank you so very much for your service. If you'd like to look for opportunities, we are open for business, for more volunteer opportunities. Ms. Katie Brown back there, our volunteer coordinators, is shaking her head up and down. She wants to be busy. Please go to our website, www.mesaaz.gov, and you can follow the signposts and the guideposts and get to where you too can either volunteer your services or look for opportunities for your organization. If you already have the people, we have the projects. If you don't have if you're a person looking for opportunity, please go to our website. So thank you so very much, and I commend all of you, and I appreciate you for being here. Thank you. Let's give everyone else another round of applause. Thank you. Thank you. We'll now move on to the first item on our regular agenda, which is to take action on consent agendas. The consent agenda will be read in to the record by Mr. Kevin Christopher. Kevin.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 4A, act on liquor license for Billy Wayne's All-American Grill, 2662 East University Drive, Suite 102. Item 5A, act on contract to purchase tire rubber modified surface sealant. Item 5B, act on contract to purchase video conferencing equipment for fire department and citywide use. Item 5C, act on miscellaneous drainage improvements, Stapley Drive and Brown Road, and Power Road and Delman Drive. Item 5D, act on Apache Country Club Estates waterline replacement, $1,200,815, funding available from the preliminary fiscal year 09-10 water bond capital program. Item 5E, act on First Street improvements, Country Club Drive to Date Street, $335,102.79, funding available from the preliminary fiscal year 09-10 water and wastewater bond capital program and the preliminary fiscal year 09-10 street maintenance operating budget. Item 5F, act on fire station number 218, 845 North Amos School Road, $2,710,950. Funding available in the preliminary fiscal year 09-10 fire bond capital program. Item 5G, act on Robeson electrical substation security wall, $109,844.90. Funding available from the approved fiscal year 08-09 electric bond capital program. Item 5H, act on contract to purchase equipment and installation of Topaz regional radio system. Item 5I, act on dollar limit increase to term contract for replacement wood poles. Item 6A, this item has been deleted. Item 6B, act on resolution vacating alley located west of North Horn Street between East 6th Street and East 6th Place. Item 6C, act on resolution granting power distribution easement to SRP at 6308 East Baseline Road. Item 6D, act on resolution setting May 18, 2009 public hearing date for Mesa Town Center fiscal year 2009-2010 annual assessments. Item 6E, act on resolution approving intergovernmental agreement between ADOT and the City of Mesa for bridge inspections. Item 6F, act on resolution approving grant to the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation of $25,000 for Learn to Earn and Junior Achievement BizTown programs. Item 6G, act on resolution authorizing purchase of land at 58th Street and Main Street for construction of future fire station. Item 7A, discuss amending various sections of the Mesa City Code for traffic modifications. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Are there any council members that would wish to remove an item from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from citizens to remove any item on the agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda. I have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Summers. Any further discussion? Please vote. The vote is 5-0 in the affirmative, with Councilmembers Richens and Higgins absent. The motion carries. The next item on the agenda is item from citizens present. Oh, I'm sorry, 3A. My fault. I skipped over 3A, which is to conduct a public hearing prior to releasing of petitions for an annexation case. This is case A08-18 in District 6, annexing land located south of Broadway Road and west of Signal Butte Road, 4.89 acres. Are there any requests to speak from council members? Any requests from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
There being no requests to speak, I close the council, declare the public hearing closed. Now we'll go to item number 8. Thank you, Vice Mayor. Let's go to item number 8, which is items from citizens present. We have one request to speak, Mr. Richard T. Tracy, Sr. Mr. Tracy, thank you so very much for being here. You have 3 minutes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm Richard Tracy, 2238 South Cottonwood Street. I have no property involved in this particular effort, other than the fact that I'm a citizen, a homeowner, and I agree in building a better Mesa. And when these Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts grow up and graduate, I'd like to have jobs for them here in our community. And that is one reason why I'm speaking to you about the light rail. I feel that it can be very beneficial. It's an opportunity that will only come once in a lifetime. The decision you make in the next month or so will probably be for five or six generations. And so I ask that you consider seriously what would be most beneficial, what would take the traffic off the roads, what would create the jobs. I believe from our present location at Sycamore, some route going southeast to the airport through Gilbert is necessary. We need that airport, and it would certainly benefit if we have a vibrant 44th Street location and people can get on that train and go right up to the airport here in Mesa. It will benefit everybody, and it will reduce costs rather than do a dogleg through power and then go north, which will be millions of miles and dollars wasted. So I ask that you consider the fact that you don't have to decide that it comes down Mesa. Councilman Jones will remember I spoke against the light rail because I said if we're going to do it, we have to do it right because we may never get another one. And unfortunately, we have had some matters that were not done right, public projects that burned within 30 days, and sometimes 30 years. Some of you remember the Phoenix Light Project, for example. They just turned the lights on and turned them off the next day. That cost us millions. The Grand Prix cost us another $10 million. So I ask that you review the material I've provided, make a serious decision, and let's move forward. We've had some negativity in this community that we don't need. Thank you very much.
Mr. Tracy, thank you so very much for being here. Ms. Crocker, any other requests to speak?
No additional requests, Mayor.
Okay, we have a motion to adjourn from Vice Mayor, a second from Councilmember Summers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you so very much.